Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Adam Felber and Amy Dickinson each has 3 points. Ooh. PJ O'Rourke has 2.
Ooh. Okay. PJ, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A 5.9 magnitude aftershock jolted the survivors of last week's earthquake in blank.
Haiti?
Right. According to a report released this week, the blank broke privacy laws when it improperly obtained
FBI.
Phone records. Yes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke out in support of Google's decision to stop censoring internet search results in blank.
China?
Right. No one was injured in Sweden when a floor collapsed at a blank. At a blank. You then say something. And
nude
I...
volleyball court.
No. The floor collapsed at a Weight Watchers clinic.
That is funnier than nude volleyball, yeah.
Eric Siegel, best known for writing the tear-jerking novel and film Blank, died at age 72.
A love story.
Yes.
With Al Gore.
Not quite. For the first time in 60 years, the mysterious visitor who leaves cognac and flowers at the grave of Blank
Edgar
on his birthday
Allan Poe.
Failed to do so, right? In another blow to their credibility, a recent study found that 94% of Russian bankers were outperformed in the market by Blank.
Girl Scouts selling cookies.
No, by Lucia the Circus Chimp. Lucia was given a choice of 30 companies in the form of colorful blocks that she could pick up with which to invest her 1 million ruble fortune. She chose 8 of them. Her portfolio increased by 300%.
And she got a $20 billion bonus from Salomon Brothers.
It's true. And she blew it all in bananas. Carl, how did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and PJ has the lead.
All right, then. We have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go next. Here we go. Amy, fill in the blank. Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that there are no longer enough votes in the House to pass the Senate's blank bill.
Healthcare.
Right. On Thursday, President Obama proposed strict limits on the size and activities of blanks.
John Edwards.
Banks, but I like your answer. After a 4-month battle, Kraft finally succeeded in taking over blank.
Oh, Cadbury.
Right. The New York Times announced a plan to begin charging readers who read numerous articles from the paper on blank.
Line?
Yes. Robert B. Parker, the author who wrote nearly 40 books about the fictional detective blank, died at age 77.
Spencer.
Right. Royal Caribbean Cruises came under fire this week for continuing to bring vacationers to blank in spite of the recent disaster.
Haiti.
Right. The New York Knicks say that last week's loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder happened because blank.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, the New York Knicks, because did it involve that Russian chimp?
No, it did not.
No.
They said they lost because they were staying in a haunted hotel. The Skirvin Hotel was reportedly haunted by a woman who jumped to her death back in the 30s, and that was enough to keep Knicks, Eddie Curry, and Jared Jeffries up all night, trembling with fear. The sleepy Knicks lost the game, but were relieved later when a gang of teen detectives with a big dog... unmasked the supposed ghost who turned out to be former coach Isaiah Thomas.
He would have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah. If it weren't for those nosy kids. Yes. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 5 correct answers, 10 more points. She now has 13 points, and Amy has the lead.
Well done.
That didn't last long. So much for my victory lap.
All right, then. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
He needs 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
Here we go. Fill in the blank, Adam. This is for the game. Errol Southers, President Obama's nominee to run the blank, withdrew from consideration on Wednesday.
TSA.
Right. After 4 days of wind and rain, more than 1,000 people were ordered to evacuate in blank.
Los Angeles.
Yes. No? Well,
California.
California. We'll give it to you. California. On Thursday, Lefty Talk Radio Network blank announced it was finally shutting down.
Air America.
Right. With her 7th win last Sunday, Meryl Streep set the record for receiving the most blank awards.
Golden Globe.
Right. A burglar in Pennsylvania was caught after breaking into a home because he decided to blank before leaving.
Cook a little something.
He did. He took a shower, cut his hair, and fried some chicken and watched TV. Joining other high-tech phrases like email me and fax me, this year Chalky Sweetheart's Valentine's Day's candy has added the phrase blank.
See you later?
No. Tweet me.
Tweet me. Of course.
The South Korean Ministry of Health has announced it will start turning off the lights early once a month to encourage workers there to blank.
Bring their own lights.
No. Go home and make babies.
Oh.
South Korea's birth rate is extremely low, so on the third Wednesday of every month, the Ministry of Health will shut off the lights in their building. to encourage workers to go home and to, quote, help staff get dedicated to childbirth and upbringing.
They are going to play a little Barry White.
They're going to do that. It's not
just about the lights.
Every
right?
employee gets a Barry White CD, mm-hmm. some oysters.
Yeah. Exactly.
Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
He needed at least 5 to tie Peter, and he had 5 correct answers. So with 13 points, Adam Felber and Amy Dickinson are this week's
well
co-champions.
Well done.
Oh. Hard fought.
So,
hard
yeah.
fought.
So do we get to, like, arm wrestle?
Yeah.
We got to break the tie, man.
Yeah, we'll arm wrestle.
All right, go.
Oh, I'm
while they're doing that, let me read the credits.